Now to Major League Baseball, where the offseason has been consumed by an increasingly bitter dispute involving two men and banned performance-enhancing drugs. Yesterday, superstar pitcher Roger Clemens held an angry news conference to once again dispute doping allegations by his former personal trainer. The allegations by Brian McNamee surfaced in last month's Mitchell report. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Roger Clemens' public grilling by reporters yesterday had been preceded by nearly a month of, while not exactly silence, certainly a controlled message. His denials of drug use through his lawyer, a video statement on YouTube, a one-on-one interview with friend Mike Wallace. Clemens' lawyer, Rusty Hardin, knew what people were thinking. If Clemens really were innocent, why wouldn't he come out and say it himself right away? So yesterday, Hardin explained it was he who muzzled Clemens.
I understand y'all wanted instant denials, but as is real clear, this is an issue that has implications not just for his reputation and his career as he goes into the sunset, but for his human jeopardy. Why in the world would we want to start talking to anyone before we, the people advising him, were totally comfortable?
Sunday, the Clemens team filed a defamation lawsuit against Brian McNamee, who said in the Mitchell report he injected Clemens with steroids and human growth hormone. Yesterday, Clemens met the press the way a bull meets a red cape.
1998, you were 6-6, and you go 14-0. Do you feel the need to tell your side of that story for the cynic?
Let me just stop you right there. This is not about records and heroes and numbers. I could give a rat's about that. This is about my health. I've always been concerned about my health, what I put in my body, okay?
It was a much more subdued Clemens earlier in the press conference. On tape, Hardin played a recording he'd made last week of a phone conversation between McNamee and Clemens, who speaks first.
Like I said, I'm numb. My family's numb.
I know that. So, like I said, I'll fly out tomorrow to talk to you face-to-face. What do you want me to do?
The phone call came about after McNamee sent Clemens a text message saying McNamee's 10-year-old son, a huge Clemens fan, was upset about the dispute. Clemens called back, taping, and during the conversation that became public, they discussed McNamee's son, who's ill with a serious autoimmune disease. Bringing the boy into the controversy, says McNamee's lawyer Richard Emery, is disgusting and a low point. Last night, an enraged Emery said, "It's all-out war." Tom Goldman, NPR News.